Welcome, everyone. Coach Lisa here with you tonight for the body image and intimacy call. I'm so glad you're all here. I was thinking, it's December 23rd. How many people are going to be interested in coming to this call tonight? So it's lovely to see so many people. Let me see in the chat, where are y'all coming in from today? Because where I am, it's freezing here this week. It has been very cold. Oh, Georgia. Georgia's probably not as freezing. Hi, Christy. It is nice to see everybody. So let me know where you're coming from, how you're feeling today. Comfortable in Georgia. Oh, Carissa's in Texas and has her AC on and from Louisiana. I love it. Okay, next year I'm visiting all of you. That's it. Okay, so you are here. This is an open coaching call. So raise your hand if you would like some coaching. Sounds like everybody's coming from warmer places than me, that's for sure. Raise your hand if you'd like some coaching. You can also put questions in the Q&A and we will get going on that. All right, Dawn, I think Dawn wins. She's from Alaska and says it's more, not as warm, it's colder up there. I believe you. Okay. So I started thinking about this topic tonight, and I want you all to be thinking about where this comes up for you. Okay. Where does this come up for you? The whole idea of body image and intimacy, what comes up for you during the holidays? So give that some thought as to, because where it is that you're thinking about it. Because the thing is that in December, I was just trying to find my notes. In December, with these holidays, it's not like we're going to have new problems. What it's going to do, though, is it's going to amplify what we have. So it's just going to make it seem louder and more in our face with people, with photos, with family comments and pressure. So we want to make sure that we work on that, the relationship we have with ourselves, so that we can take care of ourselves during this time. All right. I am going to bring up Darlene, but it's something I want you to be thinking of, because maybe somebody wants some coaching on that, or maybe you have a question you want to ask in the Q&A about it. So Darlene, there you are. Hello, Darlene. How are you?
Good. I was just cleaning and I listened to your replay from the 16th,
Okay.
and you mentioned the call tonight. And I'm like, oh, I didn't want to forget.
Oh, there you
Okay.
go. Here you are, and you got your hand up. So, how can I
Yeah. So my husband's actually outside, so I can talk. Hopefully, he doesn't come in.
help? Okay.
Okay. I related to a call that actually Corinne did with Stephanie.
Okay.
She's younger, but her husband had gained weight and
Okay.
she just wasn't interested. I don't know if you saw that one or not, but she just was on the other day as updating. But my, well, what you just said, my, your body image, I'm at my goal weight now. Next year it'll be a year.
Okay.
So I'm super happy and toot my own horn. And I
Okay.
did 3 hours of fun exercise, walk, fit, line dance today, and I never had endorphins before, and I was just fired up, and it was just so fun.
Yeah.
But my husband's very sedentary. He has a lot of pain,
Yes.
which I know because he's always complaining about it. But he doesn't, I don't know, just doesn't do a lot. He had a, we're both retired, and the job he had, he, it just, wears your body out. So now that he's retired, he has shoulder pain and pain. And so, but he's super happy with my weight loss. And back in the day, like I lost 80 pounds back in the day, and then I gained it back. And then I lost 60 twice, and I lost 20 probably 5 times.
Okay.
Then I found no BS. And
Yes.
so I lost about 45, 50 pounds, and I've been maintaining it for actually a little longer because I didn't say I was in maintenance. It
Okay.
took me a while to decide. Anyway, so I,
So
back in the, yeah, go ahead.
is the issue that you're not attracted to your husband?
No. No, I wouldn't say that. Back in the day, I had such a body image thing, and I'm like, how could he be into this? But I
Okay.
always don't care. So he loved it, and I kind of wish I would have known then what I or know now what I know then, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when men get older, things don't work the same, and you just don't realize that. So he has a lot of issues. He is super interested in any physical contact he can get.
Okay.
And sometimes it's just exhausting. He needs a lot of stroking and, reinforcement. And we've been together 47 years.
Okay.
And he's very, very interested. And he's this is the first time I ever, because every time, all those other times I lost weight, he always lost weight with me. This is
Okay.
the first time he never did,
All right.
because I one of the first things I heard from Corinne was like, just to let him do his thing and I do my thing. And so that was super hard. That was probably the hardest thing in OBS for me, just to leave him alone to let him do his thing. Now I
Yeah.
still, bug him, but and I control all the food. He calls me the, food Nazi, whatever. So anyway, I'm trying to purposely give him more attention and
And you mean physical attention?
physical attention, yes.
Okay.
Like, he always is joking about, oh, let's go have sex. But it's like, well, what would that look like? Because he physically can't do it. But I know there's all the other stuff you can do, which he would be super into. But like Stephanie was saying, I'm just not really into it. So I'm trying to, and I just have no libido right now. Like,
Okay.
I just have no desire. Now, I can pleasure myself in masturbation, and I
Do
wasn't
you have a
even doing it
desire
for
for
a
that?
while.
D yeah. Do you have a desire for that right now?
Well, every now and then I can go to bed by myself, and he stayed, which was last night. So I'm like, do I want to or do I? So I was so tired, so I was like, no.
Okay.
But he, the funny, I'll tell you a funny story if you want to hear a funny story. So one time, long time ago, I was masturbating, and he heard my, we're in an RV, so you never know what you're going to hear in the RV.
Yeah.
This is so hilarious. So he heard my vibrator and had no idea what it was. He thought something was falling apart or the world was coming to an end outside our RV. And he's like, what's that? And I'm like, it's nothing. It's fine. Good. And then I couldn't get the thing off and it's still making noise.
Yeah.
And then he said again, like he woke up from a sleep hearing my vibrator. It was so funny. So funny. So
Okay.
anyway,
So what's the problem for you right now?
well, I guess I wish I had a desire. I mentioned to my doctor that I had no libido. I wish I did, because he's super interested. Because for somebody who's 65, I have a pretty hot body. He told me today that
Yeah.
my legs look amazing and like I feel so good. And I just wish I had that one little piece that we could, play around or whatever. And like some mornings I get up and then he's still in bed. So when I hear he's awake after I get my routine and I feel like, okay, I can do it, I'll go up and we'll like cuddle together and lay together. And he is just so happy with that. Like he is so ecstatic. He wishes he could, like, talks about going farther, but it's like, what would that look like? But he would love to do, like,
That part of the
sex.
problem? Yeah. Is that part of the problem, though, that physically you can't see what it would look like, or that just
Well,
mentally you're not into it?
I mean, he would love to do the whole oral sex. But I
Do
don't know. For me, I'm just not
you
into it.
find
If
you
he's
get
not,
more
I
into it?
mean, yeah, I wish I had a libido. I wish I would want to, for his sake too, but I just don't feel like it. And I always feel like I'd rather be doing something else. And it's like, but I'm slowly working towards it. And when I got to this stage, I thought, I'm going to jump on a call one time and talk to you. So, We
So
talked about it before, but
there's a couple of things you can do. If you want to work on creating the desire for yourself, then we just got to look for ways to do that, right? Like some women like to read books, certain shows. I don't know if anybody's ever watched the Outlander series, but when I read the books, my husband used to call it my horny books. And then I just because they have some decent sex scenes in them. But there's things like that you can do that kind of get your brain into the mood for it. But then for you, I think there's also this piece that you're saying, like, I'm not sure exactly how it's even going to work. So
right.
is it that he has erectile dysfunction?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he can get an erection, it's very short-lived and it goes away really quickly. And he just, I mean, a long time ago we were doing stuff, but he just can't maintain it. And it just feels like there should be something medically he could, do, but we just haven't found
Has
the
he
right.
tried pills?
Yeah, they don't work at all. The Viagra is probably what you're thinking of. Yeah, that it just he has side effects from it that are like he'd almost it's hard for him to breathe, So,
No, yeah,
but
no, I
yeah,
know what
so
you're saying. My husband would have to, he has to take a decongestant at the same time.
yeah, it just
Like,
doesn't work for him. And I don't even think that's his medical issue. Like, it's I think there's just something. Well, he has some health issues, but and I think some of this medication too don't help. But it's just such a cruel thing that he's so into it and then he can't physically do it. It's just kind of sad in a way.
Okay. And do you use toys together at all?
Well, we did it, but not for a long time.
That could be
And
something to look at because, again, for me, anyways, yeah, we have different dildos that we will use and that my husband will use on me when when he's not able to get it up.
yeah.
Or when he's not ready, because again, same thing like you said, those erections don't necessarily last as long for some people, and that's what he'll find as well. So he look kind of saves it up till the last minute, till he's ready to
Yeah.
be finished, kind of thing. So he'll use the other toys before that. But that's something you could discuss with him as well. Like, are you concerned that he won't be finishing? Is that what you're concerned of, or what is?
No, I think I'm just like, I guess I kind of want to know. Like I said, I've been going up with him and cuddling with him, and he just and giving him physical because we both sleep nude. And so he's already nude, and then I could go up and eat, lay in bed together. And then he has to get off his shoulder because his shoulder hurts. But, and then we're just laying. And of course, he wants me to rub him and stuff, which is fine. It's not going to lead anywhere. But then if he, I think the whole reason I well, because they say is sex is good for you and it's healthy for you and all that blah blah blah, but so I think that's kind of why I even started it for myself, because I felt like I needed that release. But I know what's gonna work, and boom, and I'm done and I can go to sleep. But with him, I'm super dry, and it just if he starts to rub and then it's just like painful, and then I just get annoyed. And it's just like, I guess I don't feel like, because right now, like he used to know all my buttons, and it was like we had an amazing sex life
Okay.
and it was fabulous. And he
Wanting
would
all
give me more, he would give me multiple orgasms, and it was crazy awesome. And then, we got older and we just stopped doing it as much. And now I
Okay.
just feel like I'd have to retrain, which sounds weird, but I would have to retrain. To what? Because I told him
More
when
of a
I'm dry, it
persistent.
is just,
Yeah. So
yeah.
have you spoken to your doctor about the dryness?
Yeah, we actually, we're at this, we travel all over and we were in this store, and I tried to get him to go into stores and buy stuff, and we did it quite a few times, and I bought a toy for him, and oh my goodness, like that was awesome, but it's not going to work now. But so we bought some lube, and I'm like, all right, what flavor do you want? And we bought this so long ago, but we've never tried it. So,
Okay.
which I kind of forgot
Definitely,
about
I
till
would
I started
encourage
talking.
you to be trying that. But I would also say to speak to your doctor the next time you're there about it, because like I take a it's a tablet, estrogen tablet that you insert in the vagina, and it made a huge difference for like just how, because I would be dry all the way through the vagina, and
No.
that made intercourse painful and stuff. And like, yes, I had to definitely have the lube, but it wasn't just that. It also helped my sex drive, I found. Because they have you take it for 2 solid weeks to get your body up to a better level again. And then you just do it a couple of times a week, and it actually makes a difference for libido as well. So again, it's just
Interesting.
different
All
options that you may not know about.
Right.
Yeah, it's an estrogen
And
pill, but it's for the vagina, not like orally.
like a suppository estrogen.
Yeah,
Okay. Well, I did
essentially.
mention to my doctor, and she said, well, the only thing she really said was a lot of times insurance won't, well, not a lot of times, but pretty much insurance doesn't cover stuff like that.
Yeah.
To
Well,
me
and
is a
I'm
pain
in
because.
care. I'm in Canada, so I have no idea.
Right,
But
right.
yeah, no, we've got Vivian here in the chat who said, yeah, same experience. And oh, and she said her insurance covers it. And yeah, I know Christy is also knows so much about this as far as menopause and how it affects everything. And she was saying it's an easy fix with medication. So it's definitely something that you could look at if that's part of it. I think there's a communication piece as well that I'd want you to look at with your husband as far as, you know, if we're going to get into this, how can you also say, okay, I'm done? Like when can we say enough so that you can both enjoy the time together?
Yeah, I just feel like I really want to continue and do something, but I think probably getting that, I don't even know where that lube is. I mean, it's somewhere in 43 feet here, so,
All right, well,
but I
you get
mean,
on Amazon or order it from one of the stores as well down there
no.
and get some
I
shipped to
know I have some. Yeah, I have it. I
you.
know I have it.
There's
It's fine.
different
He probably
kinds.
knows where it is.
There you go. He probably knows where it
He
is.
probably knows.
Yeah.
But
So that's what, you know, I would suggest that you do that. Now, what if you were to let go of the, I don't know where this is going to go, and just try to be in the moment with your husband? Just enjoy wherever it does go. Especially since you said, you know, you don't know, you're not as interested right now. Well, take it as far as you're interested in taking it. It's just going to be different than in the past. Like, it's not going to have that same ending of, okay, he's ejaculated, you're
Yeah.
done,
It's
right?
definitely different. Well, I think he would love to have the conversation, which I think he's gonna have a campfire right now, and so maybe I could go out when you're done, and
Yeah.
then it's like, hey, do you want to talk about sex? She's like,
Yeah.
sure. What do you want to do? So yeah, and just explain to him like I told him I wanted to get coached, but he has no idea I'm talking this
Yeah.
explicitly about sex. But I'm sure he would love the idea, and he probably would even like watching the call, you know, with me on
Yeah,
that or
for
but.
sure. Yeah, so it's one of those things that just have some fun with it, darling. Enjoy whatever it is you
I guess
do.
it's just because I don't feel like it. I just wish I felt like it. So,
Well, so
but
that
I
was a
kind of
question I
like.
think maybe you didn't hear before was, do you start to get into it when you get going, like when you are cuddling
Well, we
or
haven't, to tell you the truth, we haven't gotten that far that. To
okay.
even know, I like the last time that I can remember, and it, you know, it was quite a long time ago
Yeah.
that it was just, I remember like him rubbing, and then it just gets so dry, and it's just, then I just get like annoyed, and I just like want to be done.
Okay.
It just feels so different than before. So,
So definitely you need some sort of lubrication. And even
yeah.
Natalie in the chat made a good comment too that you can use even just coconut oil. So just something as simple as that.
We have a little jar by the bed.
It's body safe. So
We
yeah.
did. Yeah, we had a little jar of that by the bed, but like I think I actually washed it and we just never filled it back up again, if I'm being honest, because
Well,
it
maybe
just
it's time
wasn't.
to get those things back in place and see what
Yeah.
happens, right? Like, It doesn't have to be the same conclusion that you were looking for in the past, but it could be some fun and be in, some intimate time with your husband. You
Yeah,
may.
that's probably what I miss the most.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You're
Yeah.
missing it, it sounds like.
Yeah, I am, and I know he is, but like I said, I try to give him attention where I can, but he just has, and he's the only man I've ever been with, and we
But
were together
you're
47.
stopping him right now from giving you attention.
No, I mean, he's always, very, I mean, he tells me he loves me every day, multiple times. He's always complimenting my body. He loves the physical changes. I mean, if there's no BS man, he's a no BS man. He knows the lingo. He just doesn't do the. He just
It
doesn't
sounds
eat when
like
he's
it's time
hungry and
for a
stop it enough,
conversation.
but.
Conversation, and you need to get yourself some sort of lube. And then, I'll be here next month.
Yeah.
You can always come back and let us know how it went and if we
Yeah.
need some next steps beyond that.
Sounds like a plan, but I like the idea of talking to my doctor again because I
Please.
just like once you said the, I
Yeah.
just kind of stopped because like what's the point? But
It makes a big
maybe
difference.
I could call her. Maybe I could call her on the phone and talk about it, and because I can
Yeah.
always get stuff.
That would be
She
awesome.
calls it in, and I could go pick it up. She, it's something that would be helpful. Yeah,
Yeah.
that would be. All right, I'll give you a progress report in a month or two, and we'll
Excellent.
see.
Thanks for
All
coming
right, thank
on,
you,
Arlene.
Lisa.
It was good to see you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks. All right. We have to move something over here so I can bring it up. Now, Sadella, you're going to tell me how to pronounce your name. All right. Oh, you need to unmute.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Okay, you need to, how do I pronounce your names?
Sadella.
Sadella. There you go. I had it
Yeah,
right.
thank
Hello.
you. It's
Hi.
okay.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, what can I help?
So mine is about body image issues, which I've had the majority of my, I guess, like adult and teen life.
Okay.
Now they're just worse than ever because I'm heavier than I've ever been.
Okay.
By probably like my normal level of overweight, I'm about maybe 50 pounds heavier than that. But even at my normal overweight, I was not really happy with my body image. I have been once when I was at my goal weight like years ago. So I'm just trying to, and I recognize like I'm kind of the thoughts I have about how I look are kind of irrational. Like, I'm assuming people are thinking I look awful and I'm gross. And I know that's like probably not true. I feel embarrassed, kind of like
What are you embarrassed about?
when I'm around people that I know, like not necessarily my family, but say like coworkers, I feel like, wow, they're probably thinking, look how much weight she's gained. I can't believe she's gained that much weight or something like that. Or so I
Okay.
feel kind of ashamed of how my
But
body looks.
when you sit and think about it for a minute, do you really think that everybody outside of you is
No.
just running around thinking about your body?
No, I know it's not rational. I
Okay.
like some of my
So
friends
when
are
does it
like,
come up for you?
When I look in the mirror and when I'm in places, when I'm around people like, coworkers or friends I haven't seen in a while, is
Okay.
when I start thinking that. But it's when I look in the mirror and I hate what I see and I'm bothered, kind of like upset. So that's the main comes
Okay.
up.
Okay. So what does it sound like when you look in the mirror?
Like what do I think?
Lay it out on us.
Oh, just kind of like, which I, I'm saying this, but also realize this is not really rational either, but I'll think, wow, you kind of look gross. Even though I don't think this about other people who may look similar or bigger than me, it's just me that I think this about.
Oh yeah. So this is a
Just to be
well-practiced
clear, I
voice.
don't,
Like,
I don't, yeah, it's not
thank
like I,
you. So yeah. Ugh, you look gross.
not
And
that being overweight looks gross, just I look gross right now.
you look gross. And then is that the end of this conversation?
You well, sometimes, other times I'll try to say something else, like, okay, it's not that big of a deal.
That's not true. Hold on. It is a big deal to you. I want you to say things that are actually true to yourself. Your e irrational or your harsh voice, this voice that's not so nice to you, is saying, you look gross. I don't want you to try to blow smoke up that version of you, her ass, okay? I want you to be like something more believable. You're mean right now. So, what could be a more neutral thing when maybe when you look in the mirror?
On a rare occasion, I'll say, well, you're trying, you are making changes.
So, is it true that you're trying? So, you are trying to not look so gross. Yeah. It's probably why that one doesn't land so well, because it's still thinking, it's still leaving that you look so gross right now. Like, that's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I need help with, like not thinking that about myself, because I don't agree with it, oddly. Like some level of me, I don't even think that's right. I don't think that about other women. Why would I think that about only myself? Like I realize that doesn't make sense.
What is it costing you to be thinking that?
I don't know.
Do you
You
feel
mean,
great when you leave then after that?
no, I'm, and I think it's sort of, I'm believing it's ultimately making it harder to lose weight
Yeah.
because I also want to rush. So it's like I lose patience, which
Yeah.
is a weight, I know that's like a weight loss issue I have as well, like wanting to lose the weight quickly, which I've done in the past multiple times. And I
Yeah,
don't want to do that again.
we know we can do that. That the thing is that that's we're not going to keep it off just by doing that, right? Like that's kind of, and that's the same as this idea of, well, you're trying to not look gross. It's like, wait, what? I mean, imagine if somebody else said that to you. Like, what would you tell someone else that said that to you? Like, it's some guy walks up, oh, you look gross. Yeah, you're right. Is that what you'd say to him? Come on, what would you say to that person? I think I'd be telling that person to F off, or like to like what? What gives you the right to say that? That's ridiculous.
I would probably say, I don't care what you think.
Oh, there's one. Okay, why can't you say that to yourself? You look gross.
It's
Oh, I don't care what you think. If you're in that kind of mood, bitch, we're not. No. Like, I don't know. You could say that. Would that land, do you think? Like, would that, when I say, like, would, are there days that that might hit the right place for you to have you walk away and not feel like crap after you walked away?
Maybe occasionally,
Okay.
just on occasion.
So, this is where we talk about having like tools in your tool belt. The same thing isn't going to work every day. So there's going to be some days that you can probably address it that way and say, what? No, we are not talking to ourselves that way today. Like, to me, a day would be, like Christmas. And no, Christmas morning, I am not going to wake up and think, oh, you look terrible in those pajamas. No, that's not what that day's about for me. Right. And that would be hard no from me. I'd be like, I don't care. I'm heading out there in my jammies and it's fine.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be other days where maybe you need a little more compassion. And that's where we try to have that kind of tool in our tool belt of, okay, well, what could a little bit more compassionate answer be to, wow, you look gross? Any ideas there?
There are some things I appreciate about how my body is.
Okay.
Probably
Like
all I got.
what? Like, could you say, yeah, but you got a kick-ass smile?
Yeah. Well, it's neck down. It's not neck up is not, that's not what
Your body is not in pieces.
Okay, yeah. I guess
You could say that to
I'm
yourself.
more worried about, I guess I would say I'm okay. I like my shape overall.
What if it's okay to just not think you look fabulous or not be thrilled with the way your body's, want to say hanging out, but the way you're, you know, the way your body looks that day? What if it's like, oh, okay. And that's where I'd come in with, and I got a
Okay.
kick-ass smile, so suck it. It's fine.
Okay.
I would say,
Yeah.
literally, I'd smile at myself in the mirror a lot. I would just smile at yourself. And it's all right.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I think I could, that could, I can accept that.
Okay. The clothes make a difference, different clothes.
So some days if I don't have clothes that I think fit well for me, it is, I do feel worse, so but it's harder to find clothes that fit well, which goes
Yeah.
back, feeds back into, which is a lot of my motivation actually is clothes.
So one thing I want you to distinguish here is it's not that you just naturally, oh, I wear these clothes and I feel worse. It's that when you wear them, you have thoughts that say, oh, look how bad you look in these clothes. And so one, yeah, get rid of some of the shitty clothes that you don't feel amazing in. Because why? Why do we want to wear something that we don't feel great in? Now, if it's just like a one-off of, I don't know, today I'm just extra bitchy or something. And so but normally I think I look okay in this, then yeah, you don't have to get rid of all your clothes. But if there are certain things, and for me, there was certain clothes that it was just the size. They were the same, like they were like a 3X or something. And they fit. I don't know what these pants were made of. They're like magic pants. They fit me all the way down to the time I was buying things in a large. Like I was like, this doesn't make any sense, but I would look at the pants and think, I didn't feel good. They looked fine. I didn't feel good. Right? Like there's things like that you can do. But if there's something that you kind of consistently are like, this is not flattering on me, then yeah, get rid of it. You don't need it. But that's what I would be looking for is how can I find things that are flattering to me? You can find fashionable, flattering clothes. I don't care what size you are these days. There are clothes out there to find. So that could be a fun thing. Curate your closet a little bit more.
I've been working on it, like chipping away at it.
It. I love it. Okay. So then that's what I want you to be thinking about is just how can I answer? Remind yourself that it's part of you. It's just one part of you that is saying what she says when you get in front of the mirror. You just got to think about, okay, how do I want to talk to that part of me today? Because I don't want, you know, don't want things like that, like you said, sending you out and now it's harder to lose weight, you're not feeling great, all because of what someone said to you first thing in the morning or whenever it is. As you walked out the door. I mean, I know there's people out there that are skipping parties, hiding from photos, like eating because you feel like that. That's the part we have control over. We can at least say, okay, calm down, shitty voice here. I get it. It's okay. You've been saying this shit to me a long time, but let me tell you, that is not motivating me to do anything. Does that sound like a piece of it for you?
Yeah. I think I might be able to listen to the conversation. Yeah.
Okay. And then, like I say, on those other days when you're like, no, bitch, please, we are not talking to ourselves like that. Do that. But willing to do to have both re on the ready. Because your body is still going to be like, that's the thing. All of that, whether you know it or not, comes from between your neck and up here. That's where that thinking comes from, not down there. So no matter how much you change down there,
I recognize it's, it's not even as I was very negative even when I was 50 pounds lighter, so
and
not
we're
rational.
always going to have all of a sudden like wear something and go, oh shit, that does not look great on me. No matter
Right.
what size you are, that's going to
Yeah,
happen.
yeah,
So we also don't want to feel like crap all it like and be so mean to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So have some compassion for that part of you. She's there for some reason. She may have learned it growing up, but feel like you've got this. How do you feel?
Yeah, I think it's like a self-brainwashing to be had, like a re like
Yeah.
a pat like over and over and over again, because it is such an automatic thought. So yeah, I think I can be
So I
diligent.
want you to remember, it's not having the thought that's the problem. It's how you answer it. And right now,
Respond to
you're
it.
just not answering it. And that's okay.
Yeah,
Now you know. I give you full permission. Start responding to that voice. Let it
Yeah.
know. Have some respect in a way. Like that's what we want to do is take and have some respect for ourselves and go, wait, that is just not okay anymore.
Like a boundary with myself, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love
Got
that.
it. Okay.
All
I
right.
understand. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming up. Okay, I'll see you later. Okay, now, I know Stephanie, you have your hand up, but I think you said, okay, you might have a few minutes. So I'm going to promote you. And then got one more after. Okay.
Hey, thank you so
Hello.
much.
You're welcome. Okay, so I think I might be the only person in the membership that has not listened to your coaching.
The infamous call. yeah, just really quickly, I am wanting some coaching on my spouse. When we first met, he looked different and he had a lot more confidence. And now he has changed quite a bit in
Yeah.
his appearance, and he's lost a lot of confidence. Like, even just the way that he touches me now is very different. It's very, immature almost, like not sensual, not, it's just like this giddy, clumsy. He wasn't like that before. I'm sure it has to do with the lack of confidence too, but I have a sex drive and desire to have sex. I'm just not physically attracted to him.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to cultivate that and cultivate sexy thoughts, or, getting in. I don't know how to get in the mood when I'm not physically attracted to him. I don't have any desire for him.
What about when you looking past the physical and into his heart, into his brain, into the who you know him to be. What happens when you think that? Because are you telling me you used to be, have that physical desire and attraction?
I did, And again, since then, well, another piece is we like I drank more at that time as when we were younger. And he worked out a lot. He looked different. And so I did used to have that attraction for him. And I don't know.
How sure are you that you did? Like, how much? I guess I'm quite asking, how much did you drink? Were you drinking, like, were you always drinking before intercourse or sex or anything like that, or not?
Oftentimes, yeah.
So that could be part of it, that your judgment of what it was may be a little skewed in that respect. But, and I only say that just because, actually this comes up with just about everything. Our judgment of what was in the past, we're looking at it from here back. We're not there. So we don't know that what we're seeing from the past is actually how we lived it. It's a story we've told ourselves over and over about what it used to be. One way you can know that is, stories that we're told about our childhood and things like that are much clearer in our memory than what maybe we experienced. Well, that's not because we remember them, or it's because it's been reinforced over and over. So I'm just wondering if it's just maybe not that helpful for you to be thinking, well, I used to be attracted to him because. And do are you going to work if you're going to work on being attracted to him now, you have to deal with who he is now. I'm curious about the like giddiness or immaturity kind of thing it's coming across as. Does he, is it a mismatch right now in the understanding of how to give and receive pleasure with each other?
He knows we used to have a really great sex life. He's good at sex, but now he, like, even the way that he approaches me is in this, like, overeagerness, like, teenage, it's not sensual.
You
And
said
it's
that.
like, kind of, yes, yeah.
What happens?
It's almost like it makes it worse because then he gets really caught up in his head, like, or he won't do anything. But
So,
it's almost.
how did you say it to him?
I said, I like if he starts, rubbing my shoulders, I'll tell him, like, can you slow down? I like it when you slow down. Or when he, does a kind of a locker room gesture, I'll say, like, that's not really funny to me. Maybe you can try a different approach or.
Okay. So a suggestion I would have is when giving feedback, because that's literally what you're doing. When giving feedback, great approach is say something that you are enjoying. Like, I really enjoy it when you rub my shoulders. You know what would make it even better? Just slow down just a little bit, maybe. That would probably be even better, right? Now, as far as the locker room gestures, that to me seems just a little off. Like, is he still drinking when you're
But
attached?
no, the issue is when I think about it and I think about somebody else doing that, it wouldn't bother me. It like if
What does
I think about
bother
someone
you?
who I was attracted to, it wouldn't bother me. I'd actually be like, ooh.
Are you sure?
So, yes.
Okay, so what is it about him?
I'm not attracted to him.
Okay, so it sounds to me like right now we've talked about this a lot in the membership, that reticular activation system in our brains. It has decided we are not attracted to this man. And so
Okay.
it's like you said, seeing everything he's doing as unattractive and as negative, kind of like nails on a chalkboard, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd. in my marriage, we've called that the potato chip phase. We're just, it's crunchy like a potato chip, and you just want to punch them in the face. So that is a thing. Many marriages go through it, and it's not just related to the bedroom. So what I would encourage you to be doing is you got to find, if you want to stay with this man, that's sort of
I
up.
do.
You want to put this work in, you got to start looking for what do I like about him? What do I appreciate? It doesn't have to be sexual yet. Just what do you like about him? I want you to go back to the roots of why you're with him to start with. Because for women, that's where the attraction really starts, is by having that mental bond, having the intimacy. And you got to get back to finding that so that we can then start to take the next steps of how to communicate with him when you are trying to be intimate. You can also do the same thing I talked to Darlene about, which, the reading the books, the getting yourself excited. You're just going to have to do the same redirecting. So everybody prepared, everybody before you prepared for you to be on this call. Because the same thing as well is like when you look in the mirror and think, oh my God, wow, you look like shit kind of thing. It's like, no, I want you to, you got to redirect it. You're going to know it's coming, right? So I want you to just keep working on redirecting those thoughts. But first, I want you coming up with what you want to think.
Okay.
And it's not going to be, oh, he's hot and sexy. No. It's going to be, I like it when he rubs my shoulders. I like it when he does that. If there's anything else he does, I'd also encourage you to try new things so that we're not trying to be attracted to a different, essentially different man doing the same things he used to do or doing these other things. Come up
Okay.
with new things, whether that's showering together, whether that's finding new toys, like something like that, that you could bring into. Make a new connection over. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So that's what I'd like you to look at and see what you can do with that over the next few weeks.
Okay.
But it's going to start with like every day. This is like homework, Stephanie, every day.
Okay, I got it.
What do I love about this man? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
And
you so much.
I would love it if you'd come back again and we can talk about, like, hey, what happened? What are next steps? What worked and what didn't? Because, kind of like the last person,
Yeah.
sometimes something's going to work, sometimes something else is going to work. So look for that
Okay.
as well. Okay.
I will. I'll come back next month. Okay.
Great. Good to see
Thank
you.
you. All right.
Bye
You too.
bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Bridget is going to come up. And then I do have a question I'm going to answer before. Oh, Bridget, you don't mean to have your hand up, it looks like. All right. That's okay. Okay, so we have a question in the Q&A. My husband and I are both in our second marriage. We go to my stepchildren's home for Christmas. My husband's first wife is in attendance. She is loud and in charge and spends a lot of time with her fitness, beauty products, and wardrobe. She makes a lot of judgmental remarks about other family members, weight, dress, bodies, and she's loud and unapologetic. I do not normally feel like I have body image issues, and my marriage and relationship with the stepchildren is good. I'm happy to be with them. Why do I always feel bad after this visit? Is it that we will always feel shitty around hubby's exes? I really dread the visit. I think this is a, I'm so glad you asked that. Yeah, the thing is, you know exactly what's going to happen. She is going to be her. She's going to be loud, unapologetic. She's could make judgmental remarks about all of these things. I want you to focus more on what the other parts that you mentioned, which is, I'm okay, right? Like, there's obviously, it sounds like there's a part of your brain, if you're feeling bad when you leave, that there's a part of your brain that's spending time calculating what she's saying. Like, is it right? Does it apply to me? Is it true? Is it not true? That's the thing that I want you to think about. Decide ahead of time if you want. Maybe it doesn't matter what she says. Focus on why you're glad to be there. Very similar to what I said to Stephanie, I want you to focus on why you are happy to be there, what the time is about, and let her comments kind of fly by like paper airplanes going around, like, because we know she's going to just make those comments. And you get to decide, though, her comments have nothing to do with you or anybody else. It's just what she says, right? The only way that it lands as judgmental is if you decide there's something there to be judged. So, what if you could just let it be and decide ahead of time? I'm going to feel good when I leave this time because I'm not going to be thinking about her. I'm going to be busier thinking about the stepkids, about, your own husband, and just enjoying the time with everybody else there. That's the thing we try to keep connected to is why am I there? Just enjoy the people. Except for her. All right. So I think that's the only question there. And Natalie says they call it the bristle when touch from a partner feels like it's always going to be sexual as opposed to a way to connect. Yeah. Yeah. Communication, ladies. Communication is the key so that we can all be clear with the person you're with about, is this something that's going to lead to sex? Is this not? Can we just cuddle? Can we just hang out? Know that you're allowed to have a voice and an opinion as to what's going to happen at any given time. So, all right. I think that is it. There are no more questions. It was so great to see so many people out today on the call. And I hope you all have wonderful holidays, no matter what you celebrate, and that you enjoy taking some time for yourself, maybe if you can. And wonderful conversation tonight. I look forward to talking to you all again next time. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.